You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, October 18th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, today is Kim Kardashian's 39th birthday, but she celebrated early with the girls, the sisters.
I was thinking the girls, but
no, not those girls. Well, she took them with her, you know, because she always takes them with her. Anyway, they celebrated over the weekend out in Palm Springs. She took Kylie and Courtney and Chloe and God knows who else, except Momager wasn't there. Momager was at J-Law's wedding in Rhode Island.
So why didn't the rest of them go?
Well, no, because Chris and J-Law are besties. You know that.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know, Jennifer will go to Chris's house and hop on her bed and watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They're besties. So Chris was at J-Law's wedding. There was a bunch of people at J-Law's wedding over the weekend.
I would imagine.
Yeah. But no, Kim and the girls, they were out at Palm Springs tearing it up for the 39th. Can you believe she's 39? Our little Kim is 39 already. I can't believe
it. Actually, it is kind of weird.
That is weird, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah.
It's going to be 40 next year.
Jeepers.
Wow.
Huh. All right. Well, it was visitation day yesterday at the Federal Correction Institute in Dublin in Northern California.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Pray tell.
TMZ caught William H. Macy and daughter Sophie visiting Felicity Huffman, who is serving her massive 14-day sentence.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, wow. Exhausting for her.
The paparazzi is just perched outside the prison. Is that the deal?
I just don't think so, because she's not that important.
I know, but obviously TMZ got the story, so they had to see something.
You know, they probably have one of their, like, their
They call them stringers. They're stringers.
They're third stringers.
Yeah, third stringers.
Probably a third stringer sitting out by the prison.
These are people that, and now, you know, it's not like you have to take a big old honking video camera with you anywhere.
Right.
If you're a paparazzi, your iPhone 11 works just fine. In fact, it works better than a big old video camera.
Your iPhone 5, iPhone 5 probably works
probably,
okay too.
Right.
Because if it's like a third or fourth stringer, then I don't know.
Yeah, but with the 11 or the 11 Pro, you can get a really nice, nice video.
This is true.
That bad boy. It's got three lenses.
Before you ask, Sophie is a subject of the scandal in the Macy household of the College Admission
Thames. That's true. That's true. They cheated on her SAT test for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, meaning
well, mom.
She,
mom takes the fall.
Well, TMZ, you know, because they were on hand.
Yeah.
Captured Felicity strolling out of the prison door into the yard wearing a dark green jumpsuit.
Not orange.
And sporting a baseball cap.
Yeah, that was to hide her face from
What's with the
paparazzi.
Baseball cap?
No, to hide her face from the paparazzi.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Nope. She was allowed to spend time with William H.
Yeah.
And her daughter Sophie yesterday. Yeah. And if you're wondering, Felicity will only serve 13 of the 14-day sentence.
Of course she will.
Why even bother going to see her?
I know, right?
It's just like she's off working.
Well, you know, it's family support. You know, it's like, gee, Mom, I'm so sorry you're serving time for my college thing, and oh, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm sorry you're in jail. This is terrible.
It was all because of me.
And William's sitting there going like, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for not turning me in.
At least it wasn't me.
She'll be released next Sunday.
Of course she will. Kind of surprised she's not being released like after 7 days.
Nope.
You know, because it's like the half and half thing. You know, it's like you get day off for every day of good behavior.
No, I think she's
obviously
got
they have
got
room
serve.
in this federal facility.
So. They gave her a day off.
Yeah.
They gave her 13 out of 14 days.
Well, okay.
There's a day off for good behavior.
Maybe it's just easier for her to be discharged on a Sunday.
Maybe.
Maybe the thing there won't be as much paparazzi there on a Sunday.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll do it in the middle of the night.
I don't know. I don't really care.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Making too much out of this.
Lady,
better to get back to Palm Springs to Kim's 39th birthday party.
No.
Let's
move on to Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga. I like Lady Gaga. What's going on with Gaga?
She had a scary moment this weekend while performing in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
So she was doing her show, and then she invites a man from the audience to come up on stage and dance with her.
Okay. That happens.
So it was a big, a bit more of a jump on the guy dance than Bruce Springsteen.
Here, catch me!
Invited Courtney Cox on stage.
Yeah, no, she didn't. Yeah, well, he couldn't have touched her. That would have been a Me Too thing, Bruce Springsteen.
So guy comes up.
Yeah.
Gaga bounced the man.
Bounces on him.
His knee buckled.
Rut-row.
They tumbled off the stage.
Rut-row. No kidding. Wow.
Gaga first.
Oh, wow.
So I witnessed video.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
So it shows the two going down while they're still wrapped up together.
Oh, wow.
Well, Gaga's okay.
Well, that's good. Thank the maker.
They x-rayed every bone in her body,
well, yeah,
as she says.
Sure. You know, you hear people breaking their backs, falling off of stages.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's scary. That is a scary moment.
Falling off stage. I'm sure.
Especially while you're wrapped up with somebody wearing them like a cheap suit. Sounds like that's what she was doing. Wow.
Well, apparently the guy was crying when he got up from the fall.
Oh, was he really?
And Gaga made him come back on stage to make sure he was okay.
Well,
too.
Okay, sweet. You know.
I wonder if he's going to sue her.
Of course he's going to sue her.
If you invite someone to come up on stage, ask them if there's any health problems before you jump on them.
Do you have a bad back? Do you have a bad neck? Do you have chest pains?
So I'm going to jump on you. Are you healthy?
Are you healthy enough to hold 110 pounds.
Jeepers.
Coming at you at about 5 miles of force.
And then she gets him on stage to say, hey, are you okay?
Well, but you know.
Did she go back? I guess she went back on stage. Oh, my goodness.
Imagine she was probably soaking in an ice bath afterwards.
Well, hopefully she gives it a little bit of thought before she does it.
You know what, though? You know what? She could have been the receiver. She could have said, hey, come jump on me. You know who could have caught this guy? Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. She's strong, damn it.
She is.
She can kick around a tractor tire. I've seen it on Instagram.
Halle Berry, I need help. I'm waiting
All right.
on you.
All right, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow for more frivolity, and maybe we'll have more deets on Kanye and Kim and all things we could care less about. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and...
You know what? I forgot a birthday over the weekend.
Over the weekend?
I forgot a birthday on Friday.
On Friday?
I did.
Whose birthday did you forget?
Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you mention that? Zac Efron on
Happy birthday, hot Zac Efron.
You did like 4 days late.
I seem to be in that mode.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that with Kent McCord.
Yes, you did, which
of
I was shocked
people,
about. Yeah.
Of all people.
You know what? Pay more attention. All right.
All right.
We're out of here. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.